I'm so excited, baby. I had no idea that you wanted to learn some Karelainekieli, Karelian language. And if you want to learn Karelian, which I have to be honest, I only know a few phrases from my grandpa and my dad, I should probably teach you some Finnish and Russian too, since Karelia is in both Finland and Russia, right? And you've already learned some Finnish from me, but it wouldn't hurt to teach you a little more, yeah? Awesome. Well, what words should we learn first? Maybe we should start with the basics. Yeah, like, hello? Okay. So hello in Finnish would be hey. Hey. Or you can say moi. Or if you want to be formal, you can say terve, which literally means like health. You're wishing someone to be healthy, right? Awesome. Let's hear you do that. Oh, mahtava. Mahtava poika. That was really good. That was really good. I'm proud of you. All right. So now, how would we say that in Russian? Well, you can say Zdravstvuyte, and that's like a really formal way. Like if you're talking to someone older than you, you'd say Zdravstvuyte. And, you know, that way you're just saying hi. There's also Zdravstvuy, if you want to talk to like someone you don't know that well, but they're around your age. Zdravstvuy. Or you can say Privyet, and that would be, you know, talking to a friend, talking to me. Privyet. Privyet, Sara. And I would say Privyet. Awesome. And how would you say it in Karelian? You'd say Terve. Just like Finnish, right? Terve. But it's a little more aspirated, like breathy at the end. Terve. And in Finnish, it's terve. See, it's a little less breathy, right? Finnish? So Finnish and Karelian are really similar, right? Karelians were one of the original Hemo, the original tribes in Finland. And you know I'm Karelian. Karelian is like, it's a more original version of Finnish, right? Finnish is more influenced by the Swedes. So it's going to sound a little more, don't want to say hard, but I would say Karelian's going to be a little airier, a little softer. And Finnish is going to be a little more of that, you know, stoic Scandinavian. Right? Okay, so how does that go again? Finnish is terve, or moi, or hey. Russian is zdravstvuyte, or zdravstvuy, or privyet. And Finnish, or I'm sorry, Karelian is terve. Terve. Now let's hear you do it. That was perfect. You're such a good student. All right. And how would you say how are you? So in Finnish, you know this one. Yeah, you've said it to my parents, huh? Said it to my dad? Yeah. Mitä kuuluu? Mitä kuuluu? You can also say, I like to say this, you know, miten menee? How goes it? Miten menee? Literally, that's like, how it going? Miten menee? Right? And Russian? Как дела? No, I'm not saying that. Как. Как. It's not, it's not that other word. Okay. Как дела? Yeah? And Karelian? It's going to sound like an unholy mishmash of the two. You ready? It's куйбо делут, куйбо делут, куйбо делут. I kind of like Karelian the most. I think that's really pretty. Куйбо делут, мита кулу. See, my voice sounds harsher when I speak Finnish, doesn't it? And that's the language I'm most comfortable with. And Russian? Как дела? So let's put it all together. Терве, мита кулу. Здравствуй, как дела? Terve, куйбо делут. Which one do you like the most? That's good, I'll remember that. Alright, now how about cheers? We're going out to get drinks with my sister. You know, we gotta say cheers, right? Yes, so what would you say? Would you say, на здоровье? Can you guess what language that is? Yeah, Russian. Good. Or kipis. Kipis. That's Finnish. You can also say one. I like to say one. It's like happiness. One. You can also say one to say congratulations or happy birthday. So, fun fact. And how about in Karelian? This one's a doozy, okay? Dejan tervehyukse. Dejan tervehyukse. Yeah, you're like, I'm not going to remember that. No worries. So, Finnish would probably be the easiest, right? Kipis or one. Yeah, now you know what to say with my sister when we get drinks. You're really good at this. Alright. So now, we get to the more fun parts. How about some food? You know those really yummy pastries we eat at my house? And you know what they're called, right? Yeah, in Finnish they're called Karjalan pirka. Karjalan pirka. Karjalan pirka. I'm probably saying that wrong. I'm supposed to draw out the iraka. I speak too fast for a Finn. So, Karjalan pirka. Awesome. Yep, they're very yummy. They're like flaky little pastries stuffed with cheese. Munavoita, which is like an eggy butter. It's really good. Rice. Maisi. I love rice. cheese. I already said cheese, didn't I? It needs more cheese. Potatoes. Oh, I'm getting hungry. Okay, so how would you call that in Russian? Karelsky pirozhki. Karelsky pirozhki. Okay, say that? Yep, pirozhki. Very good. You know what pirozhki is. Karelsky pirozhki. And how about in Karelian? It's actually different. We call them kalitki. Kalitki. Isn't that cute? I think Karelian's so cute. Oh, I wish I knew more of it. So, all right. You go to someone's grandma's house. They hand you a kalitki. What do you say to them? You say thank you, right? So in Finnish, we say kiitos. Kiitos. In Russian, we say spasiba. 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 Mm-hmm. And what do we say in Karelian? It's similar to Russian. They say pasibo, pasibo, pasibo. Cute, right? I like it. All right. Now, how do I say some cute things to you, huh? Well, how about my favorite phrase? I love you. All right. So, which one do you want to hear first? Well, you already know it in Finnish. I say it to you all the time. Mira rakastan sinua. Mia rakastan sinua. Perfect. And how would you say in Russian? Ya lublu tibya. Ya lublu tibya. Perfect. I don't think you've heard me say it in Karelian. You want to hear it? It's cute. Mia shilma shuvachin. Mia shilma shuvachin. That always throws me off because silma in Finnish is eye, like an eyeball. And shilma. Mia shilma shuvachin. It's cute, right? I love it. And how about some cute names that I would call you? You know some of these. Ihanus. That means my sweetness, my sweetheart in Finnish, right? Kaunis. Beautiful. Kulta. Gold, but also sweetheart. I call you Kulta all the time. Because you are. You're my sweetie. Rakas. That means my love. Honey. I don't really use that. It's like honey. Honey. It literally is just a cognate for honey. How about Russian? So I would call you, my dear, Dorogoy. That means you're my beloved, and that's for men, so Dorogoy. What would you call me? Yeah, Dorogoya. Dorogoya. And I can call you Solnishka. Solnishka. That means you're my sunshine. In Finnish, I call you my auri for my sun. Sunshine. But how about dobroy? Dobroy. In that, I'm calling you like sweet, good. Dobroy. And you'd call me dobraya. Dobraya. And if I wanted to call you my love, I call you Lyubov moy. What'd you call me? Lyubova moya. Oh my god, I said that wrong. Lyubova moya. Cute, right? Okay, so I actually don't know any pet names in Karelian. My dad and my grandpa never really use them. My grandma doesn't know Karelian. She knows Finnish, but not Karelian. She is Karelian. It's sad. It's a dying language. But yeah, so let's go over those. Ihanus. I like that one. Ihanus. Kaunis. Kulta. Rakas. Hani. If I want to call you sexy. Sexy. In Russian. Дорогой. Солнышко. Доброй. Любовь мой. Now, how about some other nicknames? Ones that you might call me. Well, how about, you know, I'm teaching you this one, Mommy. Oh, this is embarrassing. So, in Finnish, that would be Aipa. Aipa. Mm-hmm. In Russian, that would be Mamochka. Mamochka. That's like little mama. I'm like the rapper. Mamochka. And Karelian. Muamo. Muamo. It's cute, right? How about mistress? Okay, so in Finnish, that would be Emanta. Emanta. You know that. Yeah, you know that word. You already know it. You didn't even have to hear me say it. Now, how about Ema? Mm-hmm. Ema is the word in Karelian. And it literally just means, like, mistress of the house, lady of the house. It's like you're calling me lady. And I think that's nice. I like that it's a little softer than mistress. Now, how about Russian? Госпожа. Госпожа. That's kind of sexy, right? Госпожа. I kind of like that. And now, how would you say, I want you? So I don't know this one in Karelian, because obviously I'm not going to learn this in my family. But in Finnish, I'd say, haluan sinua. Or if I want to be kind of like coarse and slang, I'd say, haluan sua. Haluan sua. Now how about Russian? I'd say, ya hachu tibia. Я хочу тебя. It's kind of nice, right? Yeah, I like it. Oh, I'm supposed to ask in these languages if you understand. So in Russian, I'd say "Не вас просьте," which is like any questions, no questions. And if I wanted to ask in Finnish, I'd say "Ymmärrät, ymmärrätkö, ymmärrätkö." Do you understand? In Karelian, I'd say, Sina elendatko? Sina elendatko? Oh, I love Karelian. It's the cutest, isn't it? Now, how about some other greetings? So, in Karelian, at least, you can say, Hivya paiva, for good day. For good evening, you would say, Hivya ildua. And that's really similar to Finnish, which is, Hyvää ilta. How about Russian? You'd say, oh my god, it's Dobry vechor, right? Dobry vechor. And good night also, Dobry vechor. In Karelian, like if you're wishing somebody good night, Hyvää yödy. And finish that, Hyvää yötä. See how similar they are? If I wanted to say sweet dreams, I'd say, oh, it's, kaunis unia ja kuulon kuvia. Sweet dreams and angel wings. Kaunis unia ja kuulon kuvia. Oh, that's not angel wings, that's angel pictures. All right, and if I said goodbye in Karelian, etse iagi, iagi, or iagia tervexe, which is like go with health. Iagia tervexe, iagia tervexe. In Russian, you'd say paka or do svidanya, but I like paka better. And in Finnish, you'd say näkemiin. All right, now here's the fun part that at least I always want to learn whenever I learn a new language. The swear words! And Finnish has a lot of really fun swear words. And you know that I swear too much. So I say a lot of these words. My favorite is perkele. And the longer you roll that R is like the more frustrated you are. So perkele means like I'm so mad. And perkele was the thunder god in pagan Finnish society, so it doesn't even like translate to anything really. It's just like thunder god perkele. And then when Finns were Christianized, it became a really bad word. Also, the pagan Finns were really they're really like religious. Like it was considered really obscene to say the actual name of a deity. Like they felt they were offending the deity, so maybe even back then it was bad to say perkele. Like I know Urho was the bear god, and they would call him like Korva, because it's like you can't even say Urho, you have to say that he's fuzzy. Isn't that cute? So yes. Oh, there was one other phrase I wanted to teach you. Well, that's right. I wanted to ask you if you want to come to bed with me, but I only know that one in Finnish. So I believe that's tule sanguin, tule sanguin, tule sanguin. That means come to bed. Well, I hope you enjoyed this language lesson. Yeah. Yeah, you're a natural. Honestly, you're really good at that. Yeah. Well, I had a lot of fun teaching you. And I'm sure many of those phrases are stored in your memory now. Good. Alrighty, sweetie. Hyvä poikia. And maladiets. Good boy.